Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. Listen, it is Music Monday, honey, and it is going down on tonight with all the bad banging music from independent artist LaGaia, honey, and it's going to be like we're skating on the ice ring, my darling. Listen, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's a little cloudy tonight, about 56 degrees, and honey, my darlings, it is October 31st, 2022. Happy Halloween! Yes, my darling. I have on my outfit dressed up like Elvira. You know, I love me some Elvira. Yes, honey, I got my do and my nails done. Elvira, listen, Elvira ain't got nothing on me. Do you hear me, honey? I got them pushed up in the front and pushed out in the back. And y'all know what I'm talking about up in here. Listen, 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 broadcast live from the Windy City. It's about 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kulun Patani. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby, 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 baby. Listen, listen, listen. Before I get into the music, baby, listen, I want y'all to do me a favor. Oh, on Facebook, yes, yes. Use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate it. Now, listen here. Let me tell y'all something. Listen. Yes, Mo Milo. Look, get down out of the high school. Get my drink. Listen, I ain't had to say this all last week about getting my drink, but listen, I'm saying this today. Get my drink. Steve done brought all these cases of Gumba Rum over here, and y'all ain't pulled me not one drink today. Listen, just go ahead, give me some vanilla, give me some coconut, stir it up together, put the ice in it, baby, and bring it on over here. By the time y'all get over here, I'm going to need a gin and tonic, too, and probably a mint julep. Honey, listen, listen, just get my drink. Oh, I think I caught a furball. I think I caught a furball on that one. Listen, who going to be hearing this music on tonight? Come on, engineer, rock with me. Hey, hey. music is being heard all over the world, my darling. Listen, I do have a word from my sponsor. Listen, this is really, really important. I want you guys to take a listen. Miss Nicole is fabulous. She is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. I want you guys to take a listen to this. I'm going to give you a little bit more information after the break. Take a listen.
When it comes to brain fog information, you need straight facts based on nutritional biochemistry and what we know about brain metabolism and treating neurological disorders. To get started on your path to erase brain fog, visit www.brainfogrecoveryprogram.com.
All right. So listen, I want you guys to take a listen. It's about brain fog recovery. So Miss Nicole, her last name is Laurette. It's Nicole Laurette, L-A-U-R-E-N-T. She has 15 years of experience providing behavioral, cognitive behavior, and dialectic behavioral therapy for her clients. Also, she uses the ketogenic dietary therapy as a treatment for mental illness and neurological issues to help people explore medication-free options for their mental health. Now, listen, she's a licensed mental health counselor with 15 years of experience using research and evidence-based nutritional psychiatry so that people can get their lives back without side effects or dependence on big pharma. Yes, without depending on pharmaceutical drugs. You hear me up in here. Listen. She also started mentalhealthketo.com, which is a blog dedicated to providing education for people about the impact of nutrition on our mental health. Listen, this is very important. She developed a mild cognitive decline, desperate to find a solution to fix her brain. She discovered the ketogenic diet. So listen, not only does she work with different clients, she do speak about it. She's very passionate about it, and she understands medication for mental illness. She helps with brain health. Listen, and she has spoken on the subject many, many times on different radio shows and podcasts. Listen, let me tell you something. It's one thing about finding a cure for something is when you have the problem yourself. Listen, honey, I'm not talking about what somebody told me about. I'm talking about what I experienced. So listen, what I'm saying is this. When it comes to brain fog or whatever type of problem you have within yourself. So listen, it goes beyond brain fog. Right now I am speaking directly about brain fog and recovery. So listen, I want you guys, let me say this first before I go in deep about different things that we find situations and solutions for. So listen, I am a solution-based person. Whenever there's a problem that comes up, I tend to focus on the solution and work backwards. So that's just how my brain works. So listen, once again, I want you guys to visit the website, which is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. So it's brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. So listen, anytime you have a situation or a problem that you're experiencing yourself, and of course, quite naturally, we want to fix it, right? If you have something that's going on in your body, okay, or if you have something that's going on in your mind, you want to fix it. You work with your doctors, spirituality, whatever methods works for you. So listen, in this case, in Nicole's case, she developed that problem, and what did she do? She went all in to find a solution, and this is phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. And a lot of times, this is the way, you know, people find solutions. And listen, you know what? She found her purpose. You know, she had a problem, and she found a solution, and guess what? I'm saying that she found her purpose in life because she's serving so many other people and helping so many other people that have this problem when it comes to brain fog. Listen, I'm telling you. And so, really, I'm very passionate when I talk about this. Why? Because y'all know my story. I done told my story a million times, but listen, just in case if you haven't heard, a massive ruptured brain aneurysm some years ago in Horn, let me tell y'all that death door. I ain't going to tell the whole story of what happened, but listen, this happened at home. It just so happened my boyfriend was in the house with me when it happened, and I'm telling you, the lights went out, and they went all the way out. And let me tell you something, it affects your brain. It affects my brain, it affects my nervous system, it affects everything because I lost everything. And listen, I'm still talking about brain fog. So listen, when after the major surgery and everything was over with, and the doctor told me, the surgeon told me, he says, well, you know, we don't know if you ever will be the same again. We don't know. He says, it could be years down the road. Guess what? It is years down the road. And I still am not the same person this day that I was that day. And I don't think I ever will be, because I'm telling you, it changes. The nervous system is still different. Everything has not lined up the way that it should be. Listen, listen. And so I believe that Nicole is serving. She is serving a purpose in what? In the earth. I'm very passionate when it comes to health things. When it comes to health and blood pressure, I am on a serious mission because I know how serious it is. And I'm still talking about brain fog. I want you guys to visit the website. Once again, then we're going to get into the music. So when I start talking about health, I can't stop. Listen. I want you to go to the website. It's brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Once again, brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. And there's a lot of people that is experiencing this, that's experiencing different issues when it comes to mental health. You know, there's a lot, of course, that's going on in the world, a lot of pressure, a lot of things that's, you know, pulling us in different directions. So listen. And what takes a toll? Your mind, your brain takes a toll on these things. So guess what? Nicole is here to help us all. She's here to serve. Listen, she is serving us, and this is a big problem. This is a real thing, right? And so it can be fixed, and you can be helped. So listen, I want you to go to brainfogrecoveryprogram.com, check out the information, and you can also get a free guide. Get the free guide. Take a look at the information. There are some testimonies on the website, and you can click on get the guide, and it will download for you, and you'll have some information that you can read over. All right, now I got some really, really awesome music by independent artist LaGaya. Her name is LaGaya. It's LIGAYA. Just in case if you missed the episode earlier today, I'm going to say this again about this artist. She's 15 years old. She's a 15-year-old homeschooler with passion in music. Now, let me tell you, this girl has a sound bigger than life. I said it earlier today. I was talking about her music, and I said that, you know, within 12 months, she'll have it locked in and loaded, right? Because her music, she is incredible. She is professional. She is talented. Her music is the bomb. She's awesome. Let me tell you something, and I'm telling you, she will have contracts. People will be seeking her out, and that's the way it works. This is the way that it works. And I always talk about millionaire music, because when you put out a product that is professional, just like what she does, opportunities will come to you. So that's why I say within 12 months, she will have it locked and loaded with contracts and different people coming to her asking if her music can be used as a soundtrack for different venues, different opportunities, different TV networks. And I'm telling you, when you say TV networks, they think you're talking about something that cannot be obtained. But I'm here to tell you that it can be obtained. It is obtainable to have your music fixed on a network. Yes, it is. It is obtainable. So listen, I got some bad music from this young lady. She is awesome. She blows my mind because she is very, very talented. And anytime you can compare her music to the Cranberries, honey, you got something real that's going on. So listen, let me tell you something, LaGaya. Let me tell you once again, your music is phenomenal. You are doing a phenomenal job. I love what you're doing. Keep pushing. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm telling you, so many doors are going to open for you. You're not going to know which one to walk through. But honey, but listen, you know, you have your parents there. You have your mentors or whoever is helping you as far as making decisions. You'll be able to pick and choose the opportunity that's best for you. You have so many that's coming to you that you won't know what to do with yourself, honey. And that is the way that it works. Oh, you can do voiceover and so many different things to open doors of multiple streams of income. Listen, so I've got the first one up. It's called 1965. And so first up, the song is 1965, and I love the next one. So we're going to go straight in. We're going to do it back to back, 1965, and then after that, it's going to be the song The End. Take a listen. This is 1965.
I want to pretend that it's alright, living in 1965. Wanna get some shades of my dress at some high school prom night. When the other kids ask if I'm alright, I have something more.
1965. All right, that is 1965. Listen, I don't know if the artist is familiar with the group, the band, the Mamas and the Papas. Listen, I was listening to her sing in 1965, and I was like, you know, a little light bulb went. I'm like, you know, it reminded me of the Mama and the Papas. If you are familiar with the Mamas and the Papas, that's great. But listen, if you are not familiar with the band, the Mama and the Papas, look them up. I'm telling you, you got that fresh pop sound for today, for the 21st century. So listen, I want you to look up the Mama and the Papas. That band was hot, hot, hot. Everybody loved the Mama and the Papas because you got that thing. I keep saying it a million times. I will keep on saying it. You've got that thing. You've got that shine just like the Mama and the Papas, you know, like so many greats before. And you're singing about 1965. It's like, what? You know, she's singing about 1965, and it's just blowing my mind over here because I'm thinking about all those bands, you know, before that came down from 1965, 1970, the 1950s, with so many great, you know, so many great female singers, right? And I am telling you, she has that thing just like they do. So there is no way that this young lady is not going to be on top of the moon with every contract imaginable sitting in front of her. And so listen, I got some more music that's coming up for her. It is The End. Now, this one is one of my personal favorites. This one is The End. I love this song. I love it. I want you guys to take a listen to this. Once again, the name of the song is The End. The artist is LaGaya, LIGAYA. You can find her on Spotify. You can find her on all the major streaming platforms. Oh, yes, you can, honey. So listen, this is The End. Again, the song The End, and she has that fresh, you know what it is about this artist, independent artist LaGaya, she has that fresh sweet sound, clean. She has that clean, sweet sound like Doris Day. And I was like, you know, the artist is just, every time I listen to her music, the artist is just keep popping into my head. And that's just the way that it works. That's the way it works when you listen to a lot of music all the time. You know, it just never stops. So listen, with this artist, it's like Doris Day popping, just popping in. It just pop. I was listening to the song at the end. And that's what's so great and phenomenal about this artist. You know, we have a lot of hip-hop. Now listen, don't y'all start frowning. Don't frown on me. Listen, I can see y'all frowning. Don't start frowning on me because I'm going to say this. You know, it's like we have a lot of hip-hop. We have a lot of rap music, and everybody's got this trap rap. I try my best to keep the trap rap off of this station because I don't like it. I don't like the trap rap, and sometimes a person will slide something in on me and be like, oh, this clean, and, you know, and it's just like, you know what clean is, and so that's why I love this artist. She represents everything that is whole, right? W-H-O-L-E. She represents what is whole. W-H-O-L-E. She's giving something for us to listen to where we don't have to worry about covering up our ears. You know, I've heard some really crazy stuff in my time. And listen, I've been doing it since 2007. And I think that's really why I love this artist so much, because she is so refreshing. And it's great to have an artist that is interested in putting out some music that's clean. You know, you don't have to worry about skipping over different words and things like that. And she has that Doris Day sound. She's got that cranberry sound. She's got that Mama and the Papas. And I searched and looked back of Mamas and Papas, and that song, California Dream, was made in 1965, for God's sake. Now, go figure. You know, Mamas and Papas just popped in my head when I was listening to her music, and I am telling you, this girl has got it. She has got it, and I am telling you, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but I love this child. She is something else. I'm telling you, she's just like the applesauce that you're putting on your pancakes because it tastes so good. She's got that. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.